We are back from recess.
Again, I apologize. This has been some time ago that we did this. Not that long ago, according to that folks. But anyhow, there's a Steve Clark Jr. and a Steve Clark Sr. I visited with this man two or three times on the telephone, and I can't exactly remember what the conversation was, but there was an assessment list problem with the junior and the senior, and I did waive it, and on our program said, made a note that one-time deal, if this ever comes up again, the answer's no before any discussion. So there was some issue between his son and him not getting the bill or the assessment list correctly. And if, FYI, for your comfort level, I had the issue many years ago. James was here, and I personally failed to get my assessment list turned in, and it cost me $100. I came in and spoke to James about it. He said, "I'm sorry, Judd." And I've told that story a number of times. I think this is the only time we've waived one since I've been here. So the gentleman convinced me, and I can't remember the details. But it had something to do with his son being a junior and a senior in the assessment list.
Well, I'm satisfied.
Sorry I didn't make better notes to give you a longer story.
Well, on...
We used to have a precinct, voting precinct, right here. When I was clerk many years ago, we had someone come in whose name was not on the rolls. And I remember as the deputy went back and checked the list, she came back and she said, "I'm sorry, you can't vote." He said, "Why?" And she said, "Well, because you're dead." And that was a senior-junior issue where we had pulled a senior instead of the junior from the rolls.
So what you'll do next year's check?
Hopefully nothing will happen next year, but if he should not turn his form in and he calls to get waived, we've got the note right there that says you made your one-time waiver last year. And we had quite a long talk on the phone, and I don't think he'll, I think he's kind of like I haven't forgotten to get mine in since that time I paid the $100.
Move to approve Exhibit B, dated 4-7-2014.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Exhibit B, dated 4-7-14. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. If I'm not mistaken, that's all the court orders that we had in front of us. Boy, I'd be delighted to give all those back to you.
No.
Sure.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you all.
We still have board appointments, but before we do that, I see our county collectors here. And if we will step to acceptance of delinquent tax books and settlement. Sheila, could you join us? Thank you.
Gentlemen, what you have before you is the totals from the delinquent books that you've been looking at for the past week or so, the delinquent personal property and real estate totals. A year ago, March 1st, when the delinquent totals were presented, then those totals the collector was charged with, and on the year-end settlement, and then that's where we began collecting the taxes from the customer and balancing back to those until in 2013 we were charged with the current totals. After you look at those and decide, then they will be credited on the settlement that you will have the back page there. And the after we finish today, then the county clerk will officially certify those totals to me and send them to the Department of Revenue and State Auditor, I believe.
Right. And these totals that we're certifying are, they balance with the totals from March 1st, correct? Is that what
from
you're
saying? From March 1st of 2013, they the totals from last year, like if those are, and you don't actually certify those. You are causing them to be credited to the year-end settlement. Shall be allowed and credited to him on his settlement.
Have we already accepted the settlement?
No, that's what we're going to discuss next then.
What is in order would be an acceptance of the delinquent personal property tax book and the delinquent real estate tax book as presented by the county collector. Those are the books that we've gone through that are down in front of the court orders. Brandon?
Move to accept the delinquent real estate book as of 2/28/2014.
And the personal?
You made the same motion?
Yes.
Second. And the delinquent personal property books as of 2/28/14.
Would that be a correct motion, Sheila?
Yes, sir.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Motion's made and seconded. Is there discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
The same part of that statute that has the commission to settle the account to be credited on his settlement, it's where it says if the commission is satisfied, there's no names, they can strike them from there. That's what you gentlemen, I think, did just ahead in the abatements, and you do probably every week or so. By those abatements, if anything is found, they're struck from the record. Or the settlement is at the back of that list.
Move to accept the annual settlement of Taney County Collector.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to accept the annual settlement as presented by the Taney County Collector. Discussion. Comments, Sheila?
It's thoroughly balanced, as you will see, and it answers back to the charges on file through a delinquent or an abatement. When you get to the others down there, you will notice, or maybe not, but the interest, the retirement fund, the investment interest, the merchants and liquor license are down considerably from last year. And all of that is pretty much due to the economy as a whole. The tax sale surplus is the only item that is held for 3 years, and any unclaimed goes into the school treasurer's trust fund. That doesn't, it just has to be shown that the collector's handled it. It's not actually county funds per se. On the delinquents, I did just want to point out, on the delinquent real estate, I made myself a note to remember, I wouldn't have. The SID, I separate that so that one can see, because the SID does not go to the entities.
Can you show me where that's at?
If we go to page 2, where it has 2013 land tax book.
Yes.
I broke out the original charge and how much was TIF and SID, and then over the same thing on the collections and the delinquents. I thought that was important for you or the entities looking to know that $2,399,000 of that delinquent is SID, and that is their special assessment. It has nothing to do with the amount to the entities. If that were paid, you would notice on your back page your interest and all of that would be up considerably. But same thing on the assessment fund. He would be receive his percentage from that.
So if I'm looking at this under the current, and I'm seeing under the 213 land tax books, the TIF is $2.4 million, is that right?
Yes.
Now tell me the difference, if you would please, by collections, the SID of $958,000, then you drop down by delinquent, almost $3 million.
On the collection, out of what I was charged in the SID, the $3,246,000, I was charged on the SID. Then we collected $958,000, but there is delinquent in the SID of $2,296,000. Those two
add together?
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
I think there was one abatement in that area, but that's all I can remember on the SID. And quite actually, the abatement wouldn't affect the SID total, it's just the land total, because the SID does not go back to the assessed value of the property. It's put on by the Community Improvement District from their assessment, not our county assessment.
Then there's no withholding from a SID by the TIF.
No withholding from, well, the SID, my SID is just a property tax SID. And so, no, it's not in the TIF district. It's like the Branson Hills TIF district is the commercial land. And
so it doesn't affect the real estate property where that?
Okay. No. The real estate assessment, the assessor puts on anything in the SID, should be the true assessment that he feels is of that property. And all the tax of that should go to the entities in it. The SID is a special assessment that
right.
they put on at the bottom. Mm-hmm.
But even if it fell within a TIF, the TIF wouldn't have the right to claim any other property? That's my guess.
Yeah, it would be, because it's an added-on. It would not be. It would not have anything to do with the TIF. Mm-hmm. It's if I had a bill in front of me, of a tax bill, you'd see all the entities listed here getting their amount, and then you would see SID here as another entity, and that's what it is. Once the city or the county allows it to be formed, it becomes
right.
an entity.
But we're really looking at TIF as 2.4. That I got you. Any questions, gentlemen?
Now, the TIF collection is based upon the assessment. Yeah.
This is all real estate.
Yes, only real estate. The buy the SID amount put on that bill has prevented the people from paying their real estate part of the tax bill because it's added to it. And
well, in some situations, it may be higher.
Yes, yes, many. Uh-huh. Until they build a home on it, it is. Uh-huh. There's, I think, four phases, and the highest one is, well, I never know until I'm charged, but when they sign their contract, there's a max that they can go to, and I believe the highest one was like 1,600 and something this year. Of course, the lowest is like 700 and something. I, as you will notice in that set of books right there, probably had, this is a guess right now, but maybe a couple hundred lots that we'll be advertising unless the taxes are paid by July as a second-year sale.
There is a motion and a second to accept the annual settlement of the collector as presented. Further discussion? Any additional comments, Sheila?
No, not until you finish your motion. I was just going to mention something about the tax maintenance fund.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I did just want to mention on the, I noticed you were talking earlier about the computers and the XP7 and everything. The collector's office, all their computers are in non-compliance with, but and we've known it for some years, but we couldn't do, as you know, we're going out for bid on software, and we couldn't upgrade to the newer version because our software, Fox Pro, is made to operate on a 32-bit, and if you go into your 7, it's a 64-bit. And so we had one computer that totally crashed, and but they had to downgrade it back so it would operate with our software that is now. So we went in knowing that as soon as we got a software that we would have to be replacing those computers too. And I looked back when you were talking. Now, as far as the XP, right now I'm told that Chrome and Firefox are still getting updates on that and supporting. So we tried to do our internet search through them. So they,
which is why I asked the question earlier, because it's just that one system won't be maintained.
Yes.
It's not that the systems are going to crash, but apparently the Highway Patrol has
a security.
If you're going to work with us, here's what you're going to do.
Yeah. When I go into different sites, if it's a secure site, like when I go to transfer my DR files and stuff, I start doing them from Chrome this last time, which I had to go through because they don't recognize my...
I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah, okay. But, yeah, when you go into those secure sites, you need to use the browser, one of those others. But we've had mine crash. My computer crashed this tax season. I was told by Sean for about 3 years now, you need to replace this thing. But I didn't want to because I would have had to downgrade it. Would have had to bought a new computer, and then they'd had to have downgraded it to a 32-bit to operate with our system. So we do know that...
we're going to have to address that.
Yeah, the last time I looked somewhere here, when we purchased them last, I believe it was in 06 or 0. I just made a note. But, my memory. Yeah, 06 is when mine were purchased, the Dells were. And we had, in 09, had one crash, and but it has XP on it. It's got them. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's jump back to board appointments. Have a number.
Come
appointments in front of us. The first is the SB 40, or the Developmental Connections, or the Board for the Developmentally Disabled. I don't know what other titles they have. Those are the primary ones. And we have a position there that we filled one vacancy, but we have the second vacancy to fill.
Move to appoint Tuesday Blair to the SB 40 board.
Is that B-L-A-I-R?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to appoint Tuesday Blair to the SB 40 or the Developmental Connections Board to fill the vacancy that exists. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. I have the Teeny County Enhanced Enterprise Zone. We have one vacancy. I will let you both know that I have contacted, since we've had no one else that's come forward, I contacted Tom Snyder, and he told me he would let me know in a couple of days, so he may very well. That's a board that only meets once or twice a year. Unless you all have someone else, I would wait until he says yay or nay, and if he's in favor, move forward with that at a later date. If not, whomever. We had appointed to Board of Equalization Jeff Jackson. At the time, we did not know about Mr. Casey, who had served last year. I think he is here and has now said that he would serve if, in fact, appointed.
And we appointed him.
Did we?
Not to appointed him, and then he left, and he would never.
No, that was to the sewer.
Oh, was that to the sewer?
Yeah, not to BOE.
Okay. Oh, I understand, yeah.
So is there a motion to reappoint him back to the BOE?
He spoke to me. He will accept both, so I'll make the motion. Yeah.
Is there a second?
Randy Casey, yeah.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to appoint Randy Casey to the BOE board for the year 2014. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
He's not going to move again, is he?
I don't know.
No. We still have a vacancy, gentlemen, in Branson Township and a position in the Swan Township. We have two positions that have expired. There are two individuals that currently are serving because they were previous appointments.
Well, it's been a while since I looked through those, but do we have any applications of resume on any of those boards? Or?
Two that are highlighted are the two individual positions that PATH submitted, but we have yet to make an appointment to those positions.
They've submitted or they're up?
They're up. And they've
submitted. Okay.
got to find somebody in the...
Branson Township?
Branson. On the P&Z.
He's not up for...
That's the 911 board.
Right. But the 911 board doesn't have to be somebody that's involved with... When the statute changed where they had to be?
The statute that would have come into place only comes into place if, in fact, the sales tax had been passed. Okay. So it doesn't come to bear that there is a determined board by statute. It's up to the county commission.
Move to appoint Doug Baker to the Taney County 911 Advisory Board.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Motion is made and seconded to reappoint Doug Baker to the 911 Advisory Board. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
That leaves one more.
Leaves one.
Leaves one.
Did you abstain or did you vote aye?
I voted.
We all voted aye. Sorry. We had the Taney County Transportation Board, and we were set to chat with them about districts. We do have a district that's open, District Number 5. I remember... As we stepped down to go to that meeting, and I got the call and went up to take care of Mom. So I apologize for that. We need to reset a time that we can sit with them and chat.
We do need to move those districts after I reviewed them more closely. We need to spread a little wider.
And I'm looking, the balance, have I covered everything today, gentlemen? The balance is executive session. We've been asked by the prosecuting attorney to sit in exec. And we will do that, and we're scheduled to do that up in the conference room with Mr. Merrill. So if there's a motion to go into exec.
Do we want to...
I would like to, the exec session with him is 0.3, but we can't, and we're also scheduled for 2, 3, and 12. We have a meeting with R&B about a personnel matter and with HR director, so we could do.
Move to go in executive session per section 610.021, subsection 1, 2, 3, and 12.
I'll second.
Motion's made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021. Subsection 1, 2, 3, and 12, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Brandon aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. We had we have one other item that we can come back out of exec for, and that would be the IDA board, which we could have brought up during this board session. But we had to reorganize that IDA, and I thought maybe if we separated it, since we'll be reappointing with a staggered time frame for appointments, we should do that differently. We'll stand in recess till we can get upstairs for executive.